right, are you ready for the second hour of the show?
What's on the wireless?
Is it Bob?
It's 1, 2, 3. And here we are again with Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM.
Oi! And unusually, today I'm starting our second hour with my lovely guest. It's Sue Shaper from Hutton U3A. Now, the U3A movement is a collection of groups that run local and online member-led learning across the UK, in particular for those no longer in full-time work. And here to tell us all more about U3A is Sue, who is the chair of Hutton University of the Third Age, and also about their forthcoming Open Morning. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you.
How are you doing? You okay?
Fine, thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. Thanks for coming in today. So, what are the aims generally of U3A, please?
Well, it's an educational and social organisation with a big emphasis on fun.
Yeah.
We don't want people to be put off by the university in the title of our organisation. People think of university and they think homework and lessons, and we're more about learning new things together. There's no homework. It's do what you're interested in. Yes, so very much emphasis on social as well as learning.
Right, and so it's member-led, as that description said. So how did you yourself get involved in U3A?
Well, I joined in 2019. I'd seen leaflets in the library while I was the newsletter, actually, in the library while I was still working. I really didn't want to retire. I had a job, a career that I adored, but I had to retire, and I joined U3A, and it's been a lifesaver.
Really? You're one of these active people who like to keep moving and doing stuff.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, good for you. So you eventually then became the chair of the local Hutton group. How did that happen?
I don't know.
It just sort of evolved, didn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so how many members have you got locally, would you say?
As of today, we've got 457 in the Hutton group.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent. And what about the range of activities you offer? I've seen from a poster I've seen, you seem to do everything.
Yes, we do. You join the main U3A, and then you choose which of our 48 groups you want to join.
Wow.
You can do none, or you can do loads. It's up to you. And they range from languages, various walking groups, book groups, gardening, dance, art, discussion, rummy club. The list goes on.
Yeah,
for 48.
You know, I've got a small list of just some of the things you do, and it seems pretty exhaustive. It's sort of arts and sports and all sorts, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Excellent. And I think you have guest speakers in as well, don't you?
We have a monthly meeting at Bishop's Hill Adult Learning Centre with a guest speaker. They cover all sorts of topics. One time we had an actor who came as Henry VIII and told us all about his life, and he was very funny. He was so good, we got him back a few months later and he came as Churchill. We had a lovely retired head teacher from somewhere in Kent who discovered a wartime art teacher's sketch pad of life in a girls' boarding school during the Blitz, and she was absolutely fascinating. So we cover lots of different subjects.
I want to hear about all that now. It does sound fascinating, really interesting. And trips out as well. What sort of trips out do you do?
Lots of theatre trips, lots of trips to stately homes. We did Hever Castle for the Tulips. We've recently been to Guys and Dolls at the Bridge Theatre, which was absolutely amazing.
Lovely, yeah.
We went to Chatham Dockyard and did the midwife tour, Call the Midwife. Thursford Spectacular in Norfolk for Christmas.
Yeah.
Lots, and some local things as well. We're planning some local history trips and some nearby gardens.
Right.
We're also going to Sissinghurst in June.
Lovely. Yeah, yeah. All very, very nice trips. What about engagement from your members? Do you have trouble getting them out and doing things, or are they all fully engaged with it?
As in all aspects of life, yeah, some people are full on and
yeah,
getting involved with everything and getting loads out of it.
Yeah.
And other people are contented to come along to the monthly meeting and that's all they can manage, perhaps
yeah,
the older members.
And I guess that's fine. They can sort of...
It's all fine,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, they can dip in and out as and when
yeah,
they feel that they're able to, yeah. So what about costs? What's the cost of membership itself?
It's £18 for the annual fee, and then after that you pay running costs for whatever groups you belong to. So walking groups are going to be free, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
Some groups meet in people's houses, so it's just 50p for refreshments, and other groups they you have to contribute to the cost of the hire of the hall.
Yeah,
so it varies, but costs are as low as we can possibly keep them.
Okay, but the membership fee sounds very reasonable, doesn't it?
£18 it's a bargain.
A year. Yeah, yeah. And obviously if you are doing trips out, you've got to pay for the trip
for
whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. It's really good. I'm sure you know keeping active both mentally and physically is important, especially as we get older. Have you seen any sort of personal success stories of this, of your members benefiting from what they do with U3A?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
Lots of people have said to me what I said about myself, that it's been a lifesaver for them.
Really?
Especially people who find themselves on their own.
Yeah.
But my husband is an example, because he retired from work 3 years before I did.
Okay.
And for those 3 years, he led a fairly solitary life.
Yeah.
Looking after me, which was lovely, but not doing that much for himself. So when I retired, we joined U3A together, and he now does 16 groups.
Wow.
He does patank, walking football, pickleball. He's learnt to play the ukulele. He does archaeology. The list just goes on. And
incredible. So forgive me, was that your husband who came with you today?
Yes, it was.
And I invited him in, and you said what?
I said he's very sweaty because he's just played football.
Amazing. Yeah. So what was he saying? Walking football? Or
yeah, walking football.
Yeah, excellent.
Yes.
So that's another thing you do at U3A,
it is it? Yes.
Well, that's fantastic. And now, of course, you've got an open morning coming up to showcase Hutton U3A. Can you tell us all about that, please?
Yes, it's at Bishop's Hill Adult Learning Centre on Tuesday the 5th of March, 9:30 till 12:30. It's a drop-in morning. We don't expect anyone to come for all 3 hours if they don't want to.
Right, yeah.
37 of our groups will have stalls there.
Wow.
Showing what they do. There'll be a few performances from some of the more adventurous groups, like play reading, and the poetry group will be performing. And there'll be refreshments available so people can sit and chat. There's two reasons for the open morning. One, for our own members to come and see what the groups they don't belong to get up to come and meet friends over a cup of tea. But also, obviously, it's going to be an ideal opportunity for non-members to come along and see what we do.
Yeah.
And we'd really like to welcome them.
Yeah, so you are actively looking for new, more members as well, are you? Yeah.
Well, actually, we get most of our members by word of mouth.
Okay.
We have,
yeah.
U3A has not got a big media profile, and people don't really, lots of people haven't heard of the U3A.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I think the fact that people tell their friends means we must be doing something right.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So 450 is a nice number,
yeah,
but any organisation needs new blood, yeah, to keep going.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well, we're trying to expand your horizons online because we've put your open morning on our Phoenix FM events guide.
Thank you.
Which will be read out regularly by the presenters here. Just to go over that again, it's Hutton U3A open morning, the 5th of March at Bishop's Hill Adult Community College, Rayleigh Road in Brentwood, and that's CM13 1BD, and it's from 9:30 to 12:30 p.m. So what about a website? You've got a website as well, I believe.
We have got a website, yes. HuttonU3A.org.uk.
Brilliant. Okay, well, we'll get all that up on our website later today, so you can listen back to our little chat as well on that. And I wish you every success with it. And, you know, I think you're doing some grand work out there, really. It does combat loneliness in old age and gives people a bit of incentive and stuff to do and get on with and keep busy. And that's really important, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Thank you very much, Sue, for talking to us today.
Thanks.
Well done. Here's a new track from Crowded House.